Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des is here. We started with gold for Galway yesterday, gold for Armagh today.
Yeah, Daniel Wiffens won a gold medal in the men's 1500 freestyle at the European Short Court Championships in Poland. He battled with the Hungarian Zalán Sárkányi through the race. The Hungarian led for virtually the whole race, but Wiffen was quite superb in taking him out in the last 100 metres.
This is brilliant. Well, Daniel Wiffen, he's come back from surgery. He looks fantastic here. This last 100 is absolutely extraordinary. And he's going to successfully defend his 1500 metres title at the European Short Course Championships here in Lublin 2025. What an unbelievable race he swam. Gold to Wiffen, the silver's gone to Sárkányi of Hungary, and that was a great swim from him. And the bronze medal's gone to Welbrock, the world record holder. But what a race that was. Stalked him all the way. He got up to a 2 second lead, but Wiffen reeled him in, almost like catching a salmon. And my goodness me, that last 100 was off the scale brilliant.
Absolutely off the scale. Oh dear, I feel so sorry for Sárkányi, who literally was leading the entire race. It looked like he just had that medal.
What a race. I really truly believe sometimes injuries or whatever you're going through, obstacles can be a blessing in disguise.
That guy is sensational. Yeah, he's going to sleep well tonight.
Yeah, he's back in action this morning as well, but a fantastic win for him given he has missed so much of the year and had his surgery as well. There was another medal for Ireland as Evan Bailey placed equal third in the men's 200 freestyle. And in the 100 individual medley final, Ellen Walsh touched in 58.62, her second best time ever, seventh place overall. And Owen Corby set a new Irish record in the 200 breaststroke semi-finals of 2 minutes 5.89. Well, with two gold and two bronze, Ireland are now fourth in the medals table. And today looks encouraging as well. John Short set an Irish senior and junior record of 50.16 in the 100 backstroke. He's eighth into today's final. And young Ellie McCartney is top seed for today's 200 breaststroke final in a personal best time of 2 minutes 18.81.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. I've never been in this position, especially coming into a senior meet. So hopefully I can just manage the emotions and try perform better tomorrow.
Yeah, you raced that really well. It was really composed. One of the swimmers was out there in front of you, but you held your composure and just came back at her during the race. What were your tactics going in?
Well, I know how I swim it. I know that I'm not the fastest in terms of speed, so I work my strengths and use that to my advantage, knowing the back end can be fast. But yeah, it worked to my advantage. I was able to put my best foot forward in the semi-final, so hopefully there's more to come.
Yeah, you just said there, you watched a bit at the end of Daniel's race in the call room. It's been such an incredible week. We spoke about it as well last night, but like, yeah, seeing that just before you came out must have been really exciting and given you a bit of a pump as well.
Oh, it's crazy. We're on day three and we've already got 3 medals, so it's really exciting. There's so much more to come from the team. Ellen's yet to step into her main event, so it's a really exciting week ahead.
Yeah, good luck to her in that. We have the FIFA World Cup draw today. Ireland are in it, of course. We haven't fully qualified yet, but we will know who we would play. The draw will show who we would play and when, but the venues will not be confirmed until tomorrow. 5 o'clock is when the draw starts in Washington, but by the time all the singers and stars have been introduced, it'll be well after 6 o'clock. Manchester United slipped up at home again in the Premier League. A late goal earned West Ham a 1-1 draw at Old Trafford. Diego Dallo put West United ahead just before the hour mark, but West Ham equalised from a corner to earn a point. Big weekend in club rugby as European competitions get underway. Leinster and Munster compete in the Champions Cup, while Ulster and Connacht are in the Challenge Cup. Ulster, the first Irish side in action, they host Racing 92 in Belfast tonight. Leinster play Harlequins at the Aviva at 5:30 tomorrow, followed by Munster in Bath at 8 o'clock, and on Sunday afternoon Connacht go to the Ospreys. In golf, Rory McIlroy has picked up a couple of shots today at the Australian Open. He's moved to 2 under for the tournament after around a 3 under today. He's still 8 shots behind the leaders, Rasmus Nygaard Pedersen of Denmark and Daniel Rodriguez of Portugal. While in South Africa, Tom McKibben is in 5th place heading into day 2 of the Nedbank Golf Challenge. In cricket, the second Ashes test in Brisbane, Australia have made a flying start in response to England's first innings of 334 all out. Australia on 170 for 2 at the moment. The Irish women's cricket team take on South Africa in Cape Town today in the first of 3 T20 internationals. There'll also be lots of reaction today to the GAA's National Demographic Committee, who launched their comprehensive report yesterday. Marty has been reporting on this programme about some of the problems. Very interesting. There's one narrow section of Ireland between Larne and Wexford that narrow strip on the East Coast, and it hosts 43.5% of our population. And obviously the rural clubs are really struggling. One of the suggestions there is there could be 11-a-side games between the clubs who simply don't have the numbers because people emigrating. It's very interesting, and we'll hear more on that as the day goes on. Badminton's European men's team qualifiers continue in Ballydoyle, and today's racing is in Dundalk.